I'll talk about halacha, which, Baruch Hashem, for most of us, is not so negayah, the basic points of halacha. We live within an Erev, and people should know what to do in case that there's no Erev, and a person realizes, especially since they live usually with an Erev, and they realize all of a sudden that they have something in their pocket, they're not used to checking their pockets, because they're used to living with an Erev. All of a sudden, this Shabbos, there's no, let's say in a situation where all of a sudden that Shabbos, there was no Erev, what do you do? A person finds something in his pocket, and he's carrying something in his pocket, he's walked out of his house with something in his pocket. So first of all, I just want to point out, before we get to that point, because our Masakin, because of this halacha, a person is supposed to check his pockets before the beginning of Shabbos to make sure there's nothing in them, in order to prevent a person coming in, getting to this situation. Magen Rambam says, even a situation where there is an Erev, a person should still check his pockets, that halacha, you say in Bavim Alikin, we say it together with Bavim Alikin. Actually, it's a brisa, which is not part of Bavim Alikin, that a person is a chayv l'mashesh b'gadah b'er Shabbos in Peshecha, Shem Yishkach b'yetz, a person is mechuyev to check his garments, Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, in case he might, by mistake, carry something out. Magen Rambam says that halacha applies even if you do have an Erev, in just the case there's something mukhs in your pocket. So the person is mechuyev to check his pockets, even if he has an Erev, right immediately prior to Shabbos, in order to make sure that there's no mukhs in his pockets. The Pesukim say also that this halacha also requires a person, in the case where there's no Erev, not only not to check his pockets and make sure there's nothing in there, you're not allowed to put something in your pocket on Shabbos, because you're back into the same situation. So if a person is living in a situation where there's no Erev, that for whatever reason that Shabbos there's no Erev, is announced that there's no Erev, a person has to be careful not to put anything in his pockets, because you have the same problem. You might forget to walk out with something in your pocket. So a person should check his pockets prior to Shabbos, and a person should be careful during that Shabbos not to put anything into his pockets, because he might, by mistake, walk out carrying those items which are in his pocket. If the situation lends itself to the fact, led to the fact that he already walked out without realizing that he has something in his pocket. So we have to tell you, I mean, it's going to take a day or two to tell you the halachas, because there's a few steps to what to do, what is the preferred thing to do. We're going to differentiate in halacha between something which is not valuable to you and something which is valuable to you. Something which is valuable to you, Chazal, we're concerned about the fact that people, we're going to create certain heterim and certain kulas, because people, if we don't do that, we're afraid people will do something worse. So Chazal created certain kulas and certain heterim. If something is valuable, a person has his wallet, you're not going to leave your wallet in the middle of some street. You're very scared to do that. A lot of credit cards, identification, etc. It's very scary for a person to do that. A person has a checkbook, something of that sort, a lot of money, jewelry, something of that sort, which Chazal are going to create certain heterim. We'll talk about those tomorrow. Today we're going to talk about something which is not valuable, and really you don't mind leaving it wherever. A person finds a handkerchief in his pocket, a person finds a tissue, something of that sort, which is not valuable to the person. The person does not mind leaving it where it is. The preferred thing to do in that situation, if a person finds something in his pocket, walking out without realizing it, if he has not stopped since he left the Rishus HaYachid, the best thing to do is to go back where you came from. With the item. If it's something which is not valuable to you and you can drop it on a mokum patur, it could, as you're moving, that is also preferred in halacha. Now, to define what is a mokum patur, is a item which is the height of 40 inches tall, and it's not 12 inches by 12 inches in the height and width and length. It's 40 inches tall. So a fire hydrant sometimes will meet that criteria, sometimes not meet that criteria, depending on some municipalities make it taller than others. I don't think it usually meets that. The signs that you have, which if you could stick it into a hole in the sign, something like that sort, would be something which you could do, would be an option to use as a mokum patur. A person could put in a mokum patur as he's walking, you can do that also. So those are your two preferred options, is going back to where you came from or putting into a mokum patur. If a person has stopped already, and I want to stress that the most natural reaction people have in the situation is to stop. You should not stop. The most natural reaction people have in the situation is, oh, I have something in my socket, and they stop. if whatever you can do, do not stop walking. The best thing to do is keep walking back and forth while you're contemplating what you have to do. Keep walking back and forth. Do not stop. Because when the person stops, the act of stopping is equivalent to putting the item down in halacha. So you've done a kira from Rishas HaYachid, you've taken out of Rishas HaYachid, you've walked into Rishas HaRabim, you put it down in Rishas HaRabim. Stopping is equivalent to putting it down. You don't want to put it down, because that's the act of a Hutsah, is taking from one Rishas, putting it down in the second Rishas. So you must not stop. If a person has stopped already, we'll talk about those halachas, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Again, so if a person has not stopped yet, he has not stopped when he realized that he has not stopped, the preferred thing to do is to go back where you came from, or put it in a Malka Patur. A Malka Patur is something which is 40 inches tall and less than 12 by 12. Have a good morning.